Ahoy.
Hi. Trying to reach the Stan and Haney show.
You got the Stan and Haney show, buddy. Who's this?
Oh, hey. This is Brian.
Hey, Brian.
And I've never called into a radio station before, but I love you guys.
Thank you.
I'm here about 2 years ago, and just about the best thing I've heard on radio.
How'd you find us?
Well, I was driving one day, and I had to go up to Port Charlotte to pick up some lumber. I live in Bonita, and it just so happened what I needed was up there, and I was on a long drive, and I just hit seep on my radio.
Uh-huh, that's the way we do it.
And I heard somebody screaming and yelling, and I just stopped.
Yep.
Right there on 96.1.
Yep. There you go, and you found us. You found the hot spot on the dial. What can I do for you, Brian? You're on the air. Welcome to the show. Glad you're calling.
Oh, well thank you. I really enjoyed yesterday your question of the week with the nickname.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, what was your nickname?
Well, my nickname was Willie.
Oh, okay. All right, Willie.
Well, it's just because my last name is Wilson, and
okay.
People just started calling
sure.
me Willie.
All right, there. Do you want me to call you Willie or just by your regular name?
Well, it's been a long time back to when I was a kid, you know, playing sports.
Sure,
and whatnot.
Sure. What can we do for you?
Well, one of the nicknames that I have to say I was pretty impressed with is Big Wave Dave.
Yeah, I guess that was Dave the Waterman's nickname as a kid growing up. He said it, Big Wave Dave.
Big Waver Dave.
Big Waver? Is it Big Wave or Big Waver?
I said Big Waver Daver.
Big Waver Daver.
Boy, that's pretty cool. The reason that I bring it up is I guess if they called him big Waver.
Yeah, what is it?
Yeah,
big Waver?
Yeah, Big Waver Daver, bro.
I thought it was Big Wave Dave, but
you like Waver Daver better? Big Waver Daver better?
I thought Big Wave Dave sounded a lot better.
I did too. But that evidently that wasn't his nickname, it was Big Waver Daver. Kind of long for a nickname.
Not really.
Well, I've been enjoying it down here. And
sure,
I've done, a friend of mine has a boat, and I've done a little bit of, you know, just knee boarding. I haven't gotten up on the water skis yet, but I sure enjoy it. And I've always been fascinated by surfing.
Mm-hmm.
And I, hearing the big Waver Daver, I was wondering if Dave had any tips for a not even a beginner surfer, just someone that I admire it. I'd like to do it, but I don't have a clue as to how would I go about becoming a surfer.
All right, let's
all
turn
right.
it over to the man himself, Waver Daver. This guy's looking to get into surfing.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Absolutely. Is that going to be the crutch this time around, Dave? Absolutely, absolutely. The man's asking a question.
And I'm about to answer. Brian, what
keep
I would
say, I don't know the first thing about it.
Yeah, understand, Brian, understand.
What's he need to do?
What I would do, it sounds like you're
not what you would do, what he should
an
do.
An aged man. Sounds like you're a little old.
How old are you? What's your first name again, Willie?
Brian.
How old of a guy are you, Brian?
Well, I'm 49.
Okay.
Well. Okay.
But,
okay.
So you're roughly
okay.
the
okay.
same age.
But, okay.
I was fortunate enough that I made a few bucks, and I guess you could say I'm sort of semi-retired. I just do a little consulting now, and I'm just
okay.
I want to enjoy life a little bit.
Okay.
And I've always wanted to surf, but where I lived, it was more conducive to snow skiing than it would be surfing.
Sure.
So
got
I don't
it.
Know anything about it.
Got it,
Dave.
And you live here in Florida now, correct?
Just said that.
Yeah, I live
okay.
in Bonita
okay.
Springs.
Okay, yeah, you're down in Bonita. Right, right. I suggest heading over to the East Coast, okay? Start with a longboard.
What's that?
Okay.
A longboard,
Stan.
Versus what? A one-foot board?
No,
what?
Stan, shut up. Let me talk to Willie, okay? Start off
his
with a longboard.
Brian.
Oh, sorry, Brian. Start off with a longboard. Start off with a nice, 9 foot, 10 foot board. And get out over onto the East Coast, okay?
Brian, you familiar with the East Coast?
Florida. I really haven't. I meant to, but I haven't really gotten over there.
Well, isn't there decent surfing in Cocoa Beach?
That's what I'm saying. He needs to take a trip over to the East Coast. Sebastian, Cocoa, he needs to go over there. Okay, get him a longboard, paddle out.
What's that cost? If he wanted to get a longboard
some
for
lessons.
A beginner? He's asking you.
What I'm saying. He might want to take
some
lessons.
Can you rent a longboard?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure you can over there.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can.
You're sure? You're not positive?
I'm not positive.
This guy's going to go all the way over to Cocoa Beach.
I'm sure you can. But if he's semi-retired, he's definitely got a couple of bucks in his pocket, Stan. Huh. So
do you? I don't want to assume anything.
So maybe he's able to afford. But I would get a longboard and start slow. Get into it. And if you like it, then you're going to end up, stepping up.
What does he need to do, dumbass? He's asking you. I'm going
to
go over there.
And I'm trying
to help the guy.
I've
never been on a board before. What does he do? He's going to take it out in the water and what?
And get on it, man, and paddle into a wave and try to catch it. Stand up. Get into a position, okay? Get into a position, okay? You're paddling out. You're laying on the board. You're paddling out.
He's laying on his back?
Oh, my God, man. How much of an idiot are you?
I've never surfed before either. I would like to know how to do this. Do you straddle the board? Do you lie on the board? Doesn't it have to have sticky stuff on it?
I said paddle, not backstroke.
Doesn't have to have, I think they called it sex wax?
Yes, they have sex wax, Stan. They still make it, yes. But they also make pads and everything that you can stick on there that sucks in your feet to it, so you don't need sex wax anymore.
You getting all this down, Brian?
It's a lot to take in.
Of course it is, Brian. The sport has evolved into an just exponentially. Okay.
What?
So would I go? Do they carry him at the Walmart or a sporting goods?
No. You got to go to a surf shop. Here it is. Go to a surf shop and say, hey, look, I would like to get into surfing. Make sure you go to the East Coast. Go to Coco.
I think the guy's calling because you're Big Waver Daver.
And I'm trying
to
get...
And he wants to go and tell him to go over to Coco and buy a longboard. You haven't told him anything
about...
What's the experience that he's going to have? What does he need to do?
You know what's going to happen? He's going to fall in love, Stan. What you need to do... With the ocean, bro. Now, what you need to do, bro... is head over to the East Coast, okay?
You've said that
they
15
have lessons.
Times. Let's just
get
assume he's over. So he's got to get lessons.
And get out there. You don't have to. You can go out there and try it yourself. Go out there, paddle out.
How does he know if he's got a good teacher?
Oh, my God, man. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
He's asking for advice, Dave. You're the surfer, not me.
Man, this is just...
Do I need a... I guess I'd probably need some sort of... special vehicle if you're talking about carrying around something that's 10 feet long.
Yeah,
you'll probably need a vehicle.
Does he need to wear a life jacket? Is that something that surfer beginner would do so he doesn't drown?
Yeah, that wouldn't be a bad idea.
Well, that would have
but,
been right
you
off
know,
the list. So he's got to go buy a life jacket.
I live along the different side of things, Stan, as you know. So what I'm saying, Brian. Is get you a longboard, go out there, practice, enjoy yourself.
Practice doing what?
He's about enjoying himself.
Deep of water does he need to be in?
Oh my
what
God,
kind of waves
man.
Does he need to look at?
Oh my God,
you're
man.
The surfer. He's going to go out there with a longboard. Does he wear a wetsuit?
Watch the break. Go get you an instructor and let him guide you into longboarding, which will eventually, if you enjoy it, maybe you'll go out and get you a gun board, and really start shredding.
What is that?
Like a tri-fin or a quad fin, okay?
Now, one thing I wanted to ask you about, I was, I was at the bar running my mouth talking about surfing.
Yeah.
And the fella said... You got to be careful because I was talking about all these places that are supposed to be surfing hotspots. And the fella said to me that he got beat up and that they don't like people from other areas and that they'll yell at you locals only.
Yeah,
locals,
it does happen, locals only. You know, you get your hollies that come in town and you know, want to try to take over the beach.
You get your what?
Your hollies, man. They want to come in and try to take over the beach. But I will say this: there are certain spots.
Howley?
Yeah, Howley. Yeah, Howley, man. But
what's your Howley?
It's somebody that comes from in town to the beach, and it's not your local, you know, which are the guys that basically run the beach.
I got to tell you, Dave, some of the advice you've given him is incredible.
Shut up, man.
Do I have to get permission from these fellas?
No, not if you go to an instructor and you're in a safe atmosphere. Now, if you get into it good and you start venturing off and travel surf, that's when you really got to watch out.
What do you need a special board for that? Travel surf?
Stan?
I'm waiting for some kind of advice you can give Brian. He's a listener of our show.
One thing I'll recommend is probably at least get you a 12-foot, the 14-foot leash if you can find one, because I don't want the board hitting you in the head and knocking you out, Brian, and then you're going to drown.
How about that for info? No, I'd be able to pay cash. I wouldn't have to do any sort of lease. Certainly not for 12 to 14 months.
Dave?
Damn it!
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Port Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. All afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Hey, this is market manager Brad Beasley. You know, I used to listen to Stan and Haney for many, many years. Yeah. But quite frankly, yeah. I don't listen to Stan and Haney anymore. And I don't like them.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Anything happened while we were gone?
Yeah, that was funny. Anything happened? Well, where's my clappy clap clap?
It's playing.
Hold on. Wait a second. Here. Go away for a couple of weeks and all hell breaks. Aye, aye, everybody. Stan and Haney. Yeah, I have to address a couple of things because everybody around here is all
some
jumpy.
Kind of opening statement.
Yeah, I got an opening statement because I ain't dealing with crap all day long. I ain't in the mood. I came back from a nice vacation and I ain't going to deal with it. Let me explain a couple of things. First of all, and I think D-Train's been spreading this around town, we're Stan and Haney do not call the shots for Beasley Broadcasting. Beasley Broadcasting calls the shots. We are so far down on the totem pole of power that you have no idea. We're left out of the loop of everything. All right, let me just state that.
We're not in control of our own lives.
We're not. Okay, let me state that. First of all, yeah, there was changes. After 10 years... the station, not Stan and Haney, not us kicking a can. Some people well above us said, 10 years with Bubba, we're going to make a change. There was no anger, animosity, or anything. They just realized it ran its course. Let me say this about Bubba the Love Sponge, because I heard him streaming last Monday, first Monday that he wasn't on K-Rock. The guy's a pro. The guy...
I know he put out a very nice statement.
Yeah, and we've had, over the last 10 years, a great relationship with him.
Well, I know you've been more involved with him than I have.
He had very nice things to say about us while he was broadcasting up in Tampa on Monday. And,
well, he always has in the past.
I'll tell you right now, because somebody called his show up there while K-Rock in the morning was just playing music. And they said, well, I'm not going to listen to K-Rock anymore because you're not on, Bubba. And those hacks they got on. And you know what? And Bubba stopped him. Stopped the caller. And he said, hey, hello. They're not hacks. They're friends of mine. And they do a great job in Southwest Florida. So let's leave that alone.
Yeah. We've got... our shows are very different. And he really has been nothing but nice to us.
Nothing but nice. And I'd like to say over 10 years, a friendship. Whenever he would come to town, always take time out for Haney and I. And we'd
end
hang
up...
out and,
end up, you know, standing in some back alley.
Yeah.
And then they'd open up the big door, and there's the stage.
Yep, that's true. Now, what about the show that they have on now?
Now, is this the penis show? Because
yes.
I saw how they were promoting
yes.
it.
Yes. It's what is the D-Train? What is it? Freebie and the Bean? What is it? Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
So what is the whole penis thing? I don't understand the marketing.
I'm still learning the show. Still learning the show. I guess when they end the show, they all chant penis because they can. I don't know.
What?
I don't know. I just listened to them for the first time today. Now, here's what I do know.
I am so glad that I'm asleep when morning radio is on.
I wasn't. Here's what I know. And it's not because I couldn't. Just I don't sleep.
So the penis thing.
Yeah.
That was a legitimate promotion.
That's kind of like their penis thing is kind of like our Ahoy thing. Kind of.
So when somebody calls, they say penis.
No, sometimes I guess it's like their little catchphrase. I don't know. Look.
How old are these gentlemen?
I don't know. One of them's got kids.
Because it amuses them.
I guess so. Remember when
is it just that nerve has been dead to us for
yes,
so long?
Yes, Haney, I started thinking about this. We've been doing this for 3 decades.
Since I was in middle school.
Oh, don't even. Now, these guys, this Dave and Chuck the Freak, they're still full of energy.
I can see where that would appeal to Brad.
Yes. Oh. Now, here's what I know about them.
He loves that stuff.
Here's what I know about them.
Best of luck to them.
I wish them the best of luck, though. They already have a lot of good luck. Here's.
I was just trying to get out of it.
I have to make the statement and be done. Because I want to let everybody know that listens to this show that Bubba and Stan and Haney are still friends. He's been great. These guys.
And for the benefit of the listener, we're doing all this now because we don't want to talk about it all day
precisely.
Long.
Precisely. I don't want the calls up. What did K-Rock do? Stan and Haney, what's going on?
You know, the usual. I've been out of town for a couple of decades. What happened to Joe?
So these guys, Dave and Chuck the Freak, they were in Detroit, they are in Detroit. They were owned by another company. Then when Beasley did the mass buy a couple of years ago,
right?
They inherited Dave and Chuck the Freak.
And didn't fire him.
They said, well, these guys got potential.
That's a high compliment.
It's an extremely high compliment. They are the most popular show in Detroit.
And so they've succeeded in Detroit, and they said, hey, let's put them on in a major market like Fort Myers.
Correct. Now, hear me out on this.
Does anybody live in Detroit?
Yeah, I don't know. They're on in Boston. They're Beasley's. Here's what Beasley does.
Hold on a second, Stan.
What?
You're saying that Beasley is syndicating their own employees?
Yes.
I was told they don't know how to do that.
Look, I know this. I'm getting to all of that.
I thought that was an... I believe that. So, that was an honest answer, I thought.
Wait a second. So... They're on in Detroit, and Beasley buys the station that they're on.
Yeah,
Beasley says these guys are pretty good. They're number one in Detroit. Let's go.
Detroit, small market, but okay.
Yeah, small. Let's put them on in another, small to medium market like Boston.
Do they get into Windsor?
I think they do. They do.
They're on a good stick then.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh yeah. Well, it's a Beasley stick. So Beasley says, well, we've inherited this morning show that's pretty damn popular in the Midwest. Let's go and utilize them and put them on another stick in Boston that we own.
Did anybody say we don't know how to do that?
Amazingly, they forgot that. They evidently know how to do it when they want to do it.
That's not the way it was presented to me.
No, it most
it was presented
was
to me
not.
That they really wanted to.
Yeah.
They just don't know how.
But with us. Yeah, with us.
They really wanted to, but they don't know
Correct.
How.
It's tricky.
It is. It's a tricky situation. Yeah, it's tricky.
Tricky.
So they were on up in the Northeast, okay? Successful. Big market.
Detroit is Midwest.
Yeah.
And then so you're going to Boston, which is Northeast. Yeah.
So.
They put them on an AM there?
No, I think they're on their FM.
Ooh.
Yeah. And so Beasley, and I'm going to warn Chuck the Freak and Dave. Beasley will spread you so thin. So, you're on in Detroit. Well, we're going to put you on in Boston because we can save money by getting rid of that morning team.
Yeah.
And so they're here. They go and they wonderful 10 years with Bubba. And they're like, well, what are we going to do? I know we've got Dave and Chuck the Freak in Detroit.
That actually worked for us because Bubba, they had a contract with him, but they didn't own him. They own Chuck and the Freak.
They own them.
Yeah.
That's like us. Property of Beasley Broadcasting. They own Chuck and the Freak.
I imagine they're probably a little more cap friendly than Bubba.
And if they're not, they'll make sure they're cap friendly. So, but here's,
because they own them.
Yeah, like us. They know how to syndicate up in the north, but they don't in the south. I guess it's
the technology doesn't
technology
exist
hasn't
here.
Made it down here.
So that's the deal, is the technology can come down here.
Yes.
It just can't bounce back out.
Correct.
Yeah, it's a one-way street.
So Chuck the Freak can be on here, but if we were to say, hey, things are going pretty well in Fort Myers with Chuck the Freak in the morning and Bland and Lamey in the afternoon.
Yeah. Yep.
And hey, why don't we beam Stan and Haney up to Detroit?
They don't know how.
We don't know how to do that.
Don't know how to do that.
Then you'd have to get a splitter.
Let me tell you something.
I think that's what it is. You'd have to get a splitter.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you something. And I want Beasley to listen up, but they don't know how. But Dave and Chuck the Freak will know this. They're going to come down here, and they're going to be very successful. They're successful wherever they go. They're going to come down here and be successful.
Had to sum up their success in one word, that word would be penis.
Yes. Yes. Now, if
that's
if
odd.
Beasley
I'd go
said,
with something else.
Look, that's them. That's
vagina,
not us.
Perhaps?
Although they're a lot tougher with the female genitalia.
Yes. So if you have Dave and Chuck the Freak here,
mm-hmm.
It would make perfect sense for the Beasleys to put Stan and Haney afternoons on in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the best of both worlds. You have the Detroit coming to Fort Myers, and you have Fort Myers going to Detroit. The Beasleys haven't figured that out yet.
Well, the bandwidth doesn't go that way.
Yeah, they don't know how to
do it. They would have to go to a Radio Shack and probably would take a powered splitter.
Yeah, definitely a powered splitter.
And then they'd have to figure out, well, is it okay to run this on coax? Or
The only thing I'll say...
You probably need another power strip.
Yep.
The only thing I'll say, and then we got to talk about Naples Nissan. The only thing I got to say about this is that Stan and Haney do not make decisions. Stan and Haney are owned by Beasley Broadcasting.
And this extends to our personal lives. Ask Dave the Waterman.
And don't even start. And give them a chance. They're successful, and they will fit perfectly into this radio station. That's all I have to say. I don't expect any more calls about it today. I don't expect people to go act like we know.
I think maybe what you meant to say was, I don't want any more calls. You said, I don't expect. I expect there will be calls.
I don't want any.
I don't want any.
Yeah. Okay, about that. I'll tell you, we're gone for 2 weeks and this stuff's going around. I'm wondering, they're mailing me my paycheck. Am I allowed to come back?
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, it crossed my mind.
Look who's dropped by the old Cracker Barrel. It's Jeff Zito.
He's still here.
Probably coming in to reprimand us.
Yeah.
Just one correction.
What?
Dave the Waterman is 150% your fault.
Now, what are you talking about?
No, I was talking about as far as Beasley, they manage everything, including our personal lives, especially if you're Dave the Waterman.
It's so true.
You knocked that off right now, young man. Jeffrey was the whole advertising campaign with penis.
Yeah, he knows this.
Spelled with a 3.
Yeah,
that turned out well for us.
I think so.
That's their deal, though. I try to tell them it's like their little catchphrase.
It's not my deal. It's their deal.
It's their
deal.
Yeah.
So that's how they wanted the promotion to go, was P,
three,
the letter 3, and then...
N exclamation point S.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that I'm sure that created a lot of excitement.
Buzz, Haney. It's called buzz.
Yeah, organic chatter.
Is that what it's organic?
Yes,
organic chatter.
Millennial. That's a millennial.
Organic chatter.
We appreciate everybody's organic chatter. I'm sorry it's not Howard Stern or whoever you wanted it to be, because nobody knew about the penis, but they do now.
They sure do.
Hey, it's Dave and Chuck the Freak. And now back to Stan and Haney on 96 K Rock. Everything that rocks.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Gonna do the grab bag here for you in just a second. See what was going on in the world.
I got a to figure out what's going on here first.
You've got to get your bearings right.
There are wires being crossed right and left.
I understand, pal.
What am I doing?
I don't know. we're going to, on the show today, I started a thing because we all got back from vacation. And I know D-Train went up to Kentucky, and I went up to the Northeast. Now, I thought Haney was going to go to the Space Coast. That's where his family is. But what I'm going to do at around 3:35 today is I went online, and I looked up the travel logs, the commercials that they run for the various states we visited, and I want to make the judgment call. What state would you rather go to? And I've got Kentucky's, you know, visit Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
I've got visit New Jersey. I've got visit Pennsylvania. And
you got anything on Fort Myers? Because I rode into town.
I'll save that one for another day. And then we're going to do the Wayback Machine, too.
We'll check what they're selling.
Yes.
And what you found.
Yep. What you're selling, what they're selling, and what we found. Let's do the grab bag brought to you by Bernie's City Diner in Naples. Dun, 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 dun. I'm sick of these weather people using these terms for temperature outside. There's got to be some new hot, edgy terms out there to describe this.
And now another important message from the U.S. Department of Weather-Related Clichés. Because of the abusive overuse of such phrases as, it's hot as balls, federal law now requires all Americans to describe the current fiery conditions with one of the following alternatives. It's so hot I bought 6 Italian ices, 1 to eat and 5 to put in my pants. It's so hot I saw a squirrel holding his nuts in front of an open fire hydrant. It's so hot there's talk of using Kim Kardashian's ass to plug the hole in the ozone. Only by using these refreshing new descriptions can we collectively cool our core. So until next time, America, pray for a stiff breeze.
I'm telling you, it is so effing humid in the state of Florida right now. When I was up north, they're all talking about, because I went up there during a heat wave that they had up there.
Oh, I said it for many years. It gets hotter up there than it does down here.
It did get hotter. It had one of the hot spots of the week that I was up there. However, the humidity was about 20% less than it was here in Fort Myers. And so, don't get me wrong, it was effing hot. But you felt the drop in humidity. It was not as bad. That's not saying much, though.
No, that's one of my...
It was effing hot.
One of my favorite things about the times that you and I head off to the desert.
That's the best. And no humidity, and it could be 105 out.
For those of you that have never gone to Las Vegas, you go out there and, you know, oh, what's the weather like? Well, it's 122 degrees. And you go out and you're walking down the strip and you're going, you know, it's pleasantly warm. Doesn't feel like 122 degrees. Not even sweating. And then when you go to walk into the casino, the doors are open, but there is a curtain of air.
Yep.
Where the air conditioning is.
Yep.
As soon as you hit the air conditioning, you start sweating like a pig.
Yep. It's the truth. And then when you're in the casino and you're gambling and you're having fun and you've got a little glaze on you, you get the action, the blood starts flowing, and you walk outside, you dry off.
Yep.
Whoop.
Just like that.
Yep. This, I'll just read it to you. Two police officers in Georgia used a coin toss app on a smartphone to decide whether they would arrest a woman for speeding.
Wait a second. We need an app for a coin toss now?
Now, let me explain. Do you ever see that show? I think it's on, like, True TV, that Live PD or whatever it is, where they jump around all these police stations. They
no,
take the,
yeah, I didn't know there PD. Was such a thing. So you can watch, like, cops all the time.
Yeah.
Is it really happening live?
Sometimes I think it is. Sometimes I think it's pre-recorded when they got a dull downtime.
And it's just on all the time?
Yeah. No, it's a show. It's like an hour of a show.
Oh. So well, they better hope something happens.
This
then.
Was on this, and it was captured by the officer's body cam. This woman...
Thank God for body cams.
This woman was arrested for speeding, and they affected her life because she
you
got
mean,
arrested.
Like,
and,
not a ticket? They arrested her?
Yes. Listen, they did the coin flip app to the officers in the squad car waiting to deal with her. This woman didn't have a record. Nothing. Was speeding.
What do you think? We're just tickets. A head, R tail. Okay. This is tail, right? Yeah. So, really, 23. Michael Jordan? Hi.
I was appalled. Reality is that someone will see this story in the state of Washington, and this weekend someone is going to get stopped by a Washington State police officer, and someone's going to make a comment about, hey, did you flip a coin to decide whether or not I get a citation?
Yeah. Well, I don't think I'd be thinking that if it was a male that pulled me over.
Right. Okay, you know about this one. I got the video. In Chicago, there's a CVS manager.
A real man's man.
Yeah, he's running for political office, too. He's conservative.
Yep.
Mr. Tough Guy.
Yeah.
He called police on a black woman who tried to use a coupon at the self-checkout machine.
And this was not an angry, belligerent black...
No.
This was a nice lady.
Yeah, and this was a nice lady. He thought the coupon was fake. The guy's name's Maury Mattson. He's running for political office in Chicago.
And what had happened with her is she had purchased a product from CVS. I don't know if it was defective or what, but they sent her this coupon.
Yes. And he went,
So it's not really a coupon. It's like a make good.
Yeah, I'll have none of this.
It's a female. She's wearing a green...
Tell them I'll be here when they arrive, that I will be waiting for them to arrive.
A white...
You can tell them her name is Camilla Hudson. I have ID and we'll share it.
Camilla Hudson. And it's probably spelled C-A-M-I-L-L-A-H-U-D-S-O-N.
You got it. Exactly. Like the river.
Maury, M-O-R-R-Y, Mattson, M-A-T-S-O-N.
Boy, what a badass.
African-American.
Black. No, I'm not African-American. I'm black. Black isn't a bad word.
Poor man must be terrified.
You know, this guy, this jackball, you know, that he's running for political office. Well, he was once busted for forging signatures on a petition, and he's now the CVS police in Chicago. Idiot. Here's another example. I love this one, too. And we'll hear from the man himself. This, Long Beach, California. A woman in Long Beach called the police on a black man who was sitting in his car minding his own business. He was waiting for his yoga class to start, which was just down the street. The police showed up. They didn't do anything about it because he wasn't breaking any law and was waiting for his damn yoga class to start.
Yes, I want somebody here. I can't go back to my house.
I understand.
Because of this man, and I'm feeling threatened. You know, I noticed him 2 houses up from my parents' house, and I'm like, you know, and then he's waving to me, and I don't know who he is. I go, why are you sitting in your car in our neighborhood? And he goes, I'm resting. And I said, well, you were a few blocks back. He won't leave me.
Listen to me.
Get away from me.
Yeah, I'm going to repeat this back so I have it right. 8, the number 8, A is an Adam.
I can't get away from him.
Ma'am.
Get away from me.
When you say he attacked other person, what did he do to them? Are you able to tell
me? He's trying to get his business card to this other guy that I'm proof that he didn't do anything to me.
He's trying to give his business card.
He was just sitting in his car waiting for his yoga class. His name is Ezekiel Phillips. And here's what he had to say about the whole matter.
You don't have to call 911 on me. Talk to me. Ask me my name. You're not supposed to be here. This is a good neighborhood. So at that moment, I'm like, wait, hold up. Have a good day, ma'am. Namaste. And I rolled my window up. She took her phone out. Guests started taking pictures, filming whatever she was doing. Hey, I went to film school. I can take film as well. So I got out the car. I start filming her. As soon as I start filming her, What are you doing? Leave me alone. I'm feeling threatened. Help. Help. It was one of those. At one point, I wanted to leave because I'm like, you know what? I don't have time. I don't have the energy. But I thought about it. If I leave, it's looking like I'm guilty of whatever she's talking about.
We all don't feel that way. I don't think if somebody were white sitting in their car that somebody would have called the police. I don't. I think it's horrible. It's acting Trumpish. It's okay to be a racist, and it's not.
It's no longer cool to allow your discomfort to say that my discomfort is more valuable than the potential fact that this call, your life can be taken.
Wait a second, buddy. My discomfort is very important.
And
I'm discomfortable.
I'm sorry, but I disagree, Ezekiel. Does he mind if I call him Zeke?
That's probably what he goes by.
Anybody, if it's your neighborhood, it shouldn't matter the color of their skin, but you should get them out of there.
Yep. If it's they don't belong in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
And scoot.
If somebody's in your neighborhood just sitting there,
yep.
I don't care what color they are.
Yep. Get them out.
Yeah. You don't belong here.
Nope. Zach Galifianakis, it plays twin brothers on his show Baskets.
Like, let's say there's an IRS agent parked out there.
You
go, hey, this is a good neighborhood. You don't belong here.
Zach Galifianakis plays twin brothers on his show Baskets, and he's been preparing for that role for a long time. Here's a clip of Zach as his fake twin brother, Seth, in an interview back in 2006. So here's Zach Galifianakis playing the role of his twin brother, Seth.
Perhaps to really get to know actor and comedian Zach Galifianakis, you have to go where it all started. His birthplace, the place he grew up. And talk to the person who knows him best, perhaps, his twin brother, identical twin brother, Seth Galifianakis. This is where it all began for you and your brother.
That's right.
On this street.
Yeah, this is it. This is where it started, and this is probably where it'll end for me.
Tell me about the town you live in, your family here, what you do for a living.
Are you still on the NRA, NPR? Was it NRA?
It's National Public Radio. Are you familiar? Do you get it down in the...
They play it out in the like college towns, North Carolina, NPR and stuff, and I mean, it's... To me, it's a bunch of junk.
Sounds like a good guy.
That sounds like Seth. One last thing for you. There's been a lot of press because Sacha Baron Cohen has been conning a lot of people again.
Do you know that I was the second one on his page? Because I found out about it real early.
Right.
And found out the character's name. As soon as I found out the character's name, I went on Facebook. There was there, and only one other person was there. And you know what that person that was first said?
What?
Well, since I'm the first to comment, does that mean that Mr. Cohen will come on my radio show? And so any ideas I had like that went out the window.
Yep. It's called Who is America? It premiered on Showtime last night. Now, one of the sketches, he plays an Israeli terrorism expert who persuades different
members. Like a commando.
Yep. Who persuades different members of Congress to support the...
Kindergarten program.
Kindergartenians program, where we arm preschoolers.
Mm-hmm.
In the clip, we got Trent Lott, Joe Wilson, Joe Walsh, and gun rights activist Larry Pratt. Here you go.
I support the Kindergartenians program. We in America would be wise to implement it, too. It's something that we should think about in America, about putting guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens, good guys, whether they be teachers or whether they actually be talented children or highly trained preschoolers.
A three-year-old cannot defend itself from an assault rifle by throwing a Hello Kitty pencil case at it. Our founding fathers did not put an age limit on the Second Amendment.
The intensive three-week kindergarten course introduces specially selected children from 12 to 4 years old to pistols, rifles, semi-automatics, and a rudimentary knowledge of mortars. In less than a month, a first grader can become a first grenader.
Children under 5 also have elevated levels of the pheromone
Blink 182, produced by the part of the liver known as the Rita Ora. This allows nerve reflexes to travel along the Cardi B neural pathway to the Wiz Khalifa 40% faster, saving time and saving lives.
When it comes to the safety of our children,
the way to stop a bad kid with a gun
is a good kid with a gun.
A good kid with a gun.
A good child with a gun. Happy shooting, kids.
Yeah. He's done it again.
And
yeah.
I've heard all kinds of reaction to this. Obviously, Sarah Palin is out of her mind, pissed. And we don't know what he did with her yet, so I'm withholding judgment. But based on the first episode, it was a lot like Borat in the sense that he is really provoking people, but they're really nice people. And, you know, he tries to do the dinner scene again to get people to say something. And they were just very polite to him. And then he does the thing with the art gallery. And she's calling him a genius artist. I can't even talk about why that would not be true due to certain FCC regulations.
We're going to take a break.
Because unlike penis, there are some words you can't say.
Bernie City Diner.
You can watch it for yourself. But I was very proud of myself of getting on his page and being one of two.
Well, you're sharp.
Yep.
You're sharp as a tack.
Yeah, and I was the first one to comment on one of his posts where he said that Hillary Clinton is corrupt, and I just, right underneath Sacha Baron Cohen, I wrote, "It is true." And it says right there, Mark Haney.
Mark Haney, yeah.
So I did my part for the show to make sure we were out there.
And attaboy.
I thought it would be clever to invite him on the show, but I wasn't the first one. And then seeing that in print really it made him look like a dick.
We'll be back.
What are you listening to? This transistor radio I made myself. Want to listen?
Stan and
Haney. It's a real radio, and it works great. Can I build one, too? Sure. All you have to do is put together all the parts that come in the kit. The transistor, the tuner, and the separate loudspeaker for broadcasting. Can you do your own broadcasting, too? Yeah, sure. I'll do the announcing with this microphone while you work the radio. This is radio station
96 K-Rock.
The do-it-yourself radio station. Oh, boy, we're radio engineers.
Fellows, get your
Stan and Haney
radio at your favorite toy store.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
We're radio engineers. Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. Phone lines open. Hey, by the way, before I give the phone number out, does anybody know that while we were on vacation, if they installed the copper phone lines that were supposed to be installed?
I was about those pictures.
Yeah.
I was here one day working on the best ofs when they came.
Yeah.
But then it started raining like hell, so I don't know if they got hung up or not.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
But they were actually on the property and it started flooding.
Because what was flooding? The room again?
Oh, everything, yeah.
It got inside again?
You didn't notice the footing on the carpet flipped over and the fans being pulled out of here this morning?
I'm still, my brain's still in vacation mode.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm sorry. Notice things around here. Look, I didn't even notice the morning show changed. What are you talking about? 277-9600.
At one point, it was raining out of light fixtures in here.
Yeah, right over my head. I was getting wet.
So we don't, if you had to guess, you'd say they didn't?
I would assume not.
Okay. I haven't heard the chief engineer, I saw him today. He didn't say, hey, look, Stan, the new phone lines are in.
He did say that when they came that hopefully this would shut you up for a while.
Yeah, but they didn't
you
get
realize
it done.
That it had
they
nothing to do
get,
with nothing.
They didn't get it done. Can I just give you a phone number, 277-9600. We're going to take your phone calls and maybe give you a prize.
Yeah, he never gives out the phone numbers.
Can I say this?
About that?
Yeah. Took a vacation and 2 weeks ago, not last week. Last week I was back in town, but 2 weeks ago I went to New Jersey.
And you did it in a hurry. We were off the air at 6, and you were in the air in 12 hours?
I was gone, yep. I went New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, and then the end of the week I spent 2 days in Orlando. And then last week was nothing but doctor's appointments.
Oh, geez.
And let me say this, and that kind of coincides with what I'm going to say. Now, I don't know how old you are listening to me right now. Some of you might be old. Some of you might be young.
Some of you might be both or neither.
Yeah. If you are young, do all the traveling you can. Go to as many places when you're young and enjoy them, because the older you get, the more difficult it is. I had an unbelievable schedule of things I wanted to get done, to see, to experience, just everything. And in my 20s and 30s, it would have been a piece of cake. At my age right now, I can still do it, but it's getting harder and harder each time I go. You got to lessen the schedule a little bit. Don't try to bite off more than you can chew.
Is this coming out of your mouth?
Yeah. I 3 states, multiple cities in 4 days, and the only thing that went through my head was, when you get back, Stan, tell your audience, travel while you're young. Get it all out. Go see everything. You got an opportunity to take a semester off, Stan, at school to go. Go.
You've always known this to be the case. This is life's cruel joke.
It is.
By the time you are able to travel, you're too old to enjoy it.
Exactly. So if you have the opportunity, that's while why you're I look young, at, travel.
So what you would suggest is that young people take a page from the Johnny Manziel playbook.
Yes, well.
While your body can handle it, go out and do it and have fun.
Yeah, yes.
Because football will always be there.
Yep. I was in the city for a day. That's a whole story within itself. Got stuck in Harlem again. And I mean, at 1 o'clock at night in Harlem. But that's
why do you always end up in Harlem in
Yankee
the middle of the
Stadium
night?
Stadium is in the Bronx, okay?
But you Harlem. Always end up in Harlem.
Yeah, well, travel while you're young. There was about 12 things I wanted to do when I was in the city for that day.
Well, I know a slice of New York-style pizza.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. And I had to go and set priorities. Stan, you don't have it in you. Cross off the ones that maybe next time. And I just went and went after the biggies. 2779600. What do you got for us, Haney?
Oh, well, since we are still somewhat in vacation mode,
yeah,
I figured I'd do it.
What's the crack on the text line? Not everybody's rich like you, Stan. You don't know my bank account.
Yeah, he's not rich.
I'm poor as hell, and I still traveled.
I know you did.
Yeah, by the time you can afford a plane ticket, eh.
Yeah. All right, let's Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, ahoy, this is Gary down in Naples. Hey,
Gary.
Doing?
Hey, good, Gary. What's on your mind, brother?
Hey, you guys did a lot of great bits while you were on vacation.
Yeah.
There's nothing like the live version, because I heard most of them before, but one I hadn't heard, I'd like to commend Haney on his impersonation of Don Imus, and he only said 3 words, and Rich Little couldn't have said it any better than he did. There you go. After the Pac-Man Jones thing said by Warner Wolf.
Yeah.
I was rolling on the floor because I saw that live. I was doing that.
Yeah.
I think it was RFD channel he was on.
Jeez, I don't even remember it.
Me neither. And I don't know, which week was that? Because D-Train put together a week, and I put together a week, and I was hearing stuff I didn't even remember.
It was on the first week.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Gary. Appreciate it.
Yeah, when you were putting that together, were you thinking, and you heard stuff you didn't remember, were you thinking, boy, these guys are good, or, oh, geez.
Yeah, here's what I thought. I guess so many emotions going through my head. Putting that stuff together, and I did a week's worth, I think from 2008. Tommy was with us, you and me, and Bok Choy, and I'm listening to it almost as an observer.
Oh, yeah, because you got Fatty and Skinny and all that stuff.
And during that time, you have no idea. During that time, Haney and I were under the gun every single day. And I'm not joking. Our jobs were hanging over us every single day. And listening to that, it was pretty damn good. It was pretty damn... And you see how things evolve. Because something that we did back, 10, 12 years ago was secondary, and it became an entity within itself. Other things we don't do anymore, and how things evolved. It was a different show, different time. And here's the thing I love, and I know that I've talked to you about this before, Haney. A lot of people lose people they truly love and care for, and that's it. Putting those shows together, putting the headphones on, we were all together again. Tommy, you, me, and it's
Britney Spears, Charles Nelson Riley.
And it was so crystal clear. He was right there with us. And I am so grateful that we have those shows, because most people, somebody will pass away and they don't have anything other than maybe a picture.
Yep.
A videotape.
Mm-hmm.
We've got hours and hours of shows where we're just kibitzing back and forth, and it's awesome. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Duncan.
Duncan, how are you, Duncan?
Doing good, how are you?
Good, what's on your mind, buddy?
Well, I wanted to call and comment about the vacation thing.
Yes, sir.
I actually recently had the opportunity to go out of the country on vacation for the first time.
Where'd you go?
I went to Northern Ireland with my family.
Oh, nice. And
yeah, that wouldn't have been possible, though, I mean, if they didn't pay for it. Like, it was my family, my parents.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, me as a college kid, I recently got a degree. It took way too long.
Well,
now I'm paying off.
I traveled when I was in college. Here's how I got the opportunity to travel when I was in college, was that the tourism thing I went with gave you college credit, a humanities credit, if you would go to Europe for 4 weeks. And they went and arranged. They did it all, but went, of course, to the student loan.
Of course,
this
was a long time ago before it was overrun by Muslims.
Correct. Well, they know they were still there. They were there. Just they knew they're how to keep quiet.
Yeah, but they weren't overrun.
Yeah, but the students, if you're enrolled in college and you're going through your humanities course, there's a lot of opportunity to travel, and you see a lot of the college kids. And it's a lot better than it was when I was trapped. They got the hostels over there that you can go for practically nothing, and you can go and experience that stuff. Travel while you're young.
I've always had a problem with that.
What?
Why would you want to stay somewhere that's called a hostel?
Yeah, but take a, of course. But if you can
why
stay
not
there.
Why not a friendly?
Yeah, friendly would be better. That's what I think you should call them, a friendly.
Yeah, where are you staying? I'm at the hostel.
Yeah, I'm staying at a friendly.
Oh.
Yeah. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen, this is Scott. How you doing?
Hey, Scott.
I'm not sure if you guys consider me old or young or whatever, but I just celebrated my 41st birthday.
You're young.
You're old.
All right.
You're 41. You're young.
I'm in either calendar.
40's a joke. Yeah. Everybody can have a good laugh.
Yeah, piece of cake.
50 will kill you.
Well, I just came back from Tennessee. I went to Nashville. And,
nice.
I crammed as much as I could in. So Thursday night, I busted on the street and made $39. And Friday, we went to Jack Daniel's Distillery, went to see Christopher Titus at Zany's Comedy Cafe. And then I went skydiving on Saturday.
Good for you. Good for you. And you know what? 41, you can still do it. I'd like to talk to you 10 years from now and see if you do it at 51.
We'll try.
All right. I'll be waiting for your call.
Nah. See, the way society's got it set up, they make a big deal out of your 40th birthday.
Oh, please.
And you get worried about it. And my 40th birthday, I was thinking, you know, I don't really feel any different. By the time 50 rolls along,
oh, yeah.
You're like, what the?
40 yeah, I don't is a cuss. Piece of cake.
Yep.
Because you're still, your body still bounces back a little bit. You're getting up to, oh, you hit the big 4-0. 50 is different. It slows you down. Your brain still works all right, but your body doesn't. Which really makes me scared for 60. God.
Oh yeah, when you reach the point where things don't get better.
No, they you hope for a good day.
He has his good days.
Yeah. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Hello.
Oh, is this the guy? This guy, play along with this.
All right.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. Yes, who I got here?
Hi, this is Tracy Michaels. How are you?
Good. Tracy.
Is that Tracy with an I or
yeah.
a Y?
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's
is.
Your name. Is how's it spelled?
It's spelled TORACRE.
What?
Tracy?
Tracy.
Tracy.
That's how it's spelled on the birth certificate.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah. But what you call yourself what?
Tracy. I'm Tracy. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, when I write my name, if it's just for an autograph, I just write T-R-A-C-Y.
This guy's been trying for a long
But I got
time.
A great joke okay. for you fellas.
What? Hold on. I'm still in vacation mode. Run that by me again. You got what for us, fellas?
A joke. I've got a good
joke. You know what? I'm not a big fan of jokes.
About how long does it take?
You'll love this one.
Whatever.
You'll love this one.
Oh.
Okay.
Go.
I mean, you know, it's
I'm giving you an opportunity to go.
Okay.
All right.
You've got your hen house. And the rooster comes out. How many legs does the first rooster have?
What's he asking me a question?
About roosters?
Yeah. How many feet does the first rooster have coming out of the hen house?
How many feet do they...
Two.
Oh, thanks for playing along.
You're welcome. And the second one, would he have two also, you think?
Well, can you answer just one question?
What's the punchline?
I don't know, but I'm in the middle of the joke here. You've been trying, according to our producer, for several hours trying to get on. You simply wanted to...
There was another question.
All right, let's go. What's the punchline and then get to the question?
Okay, well, I just wanted to say... You've got three roosters that sitting out there. Uh-huh. Now, how many feet do you have all together?
What do you got, a sucrete in your mouth? What is that? What do you got, a Luden's? What?
I'm from Jersey.
Fisherman's friend?
Yeah.
Smith Brothers?
What do you got?
Ricola!
Money talk.
All right,
money
hold on. Talk. You know what? Screw the joke. What's the question?
Oh, the question?
Yeah.
Well, basically, let's finish the show.
How
many teeth does the cat have when it comes after the roosters?
Is that the punchline?
Well, yep, and I want you to know if you can hit it on the head. How many teeth does the cat have when the three roosters are out?
Eight.
You don't know?
Thank you, Detroit. He said eight.
Eight? Mm. Yeah. Then you're not for sure. The funny thing is that most people, most men like you, know more about...
I'm just even taking that out. What the hell was
that? Wish he'd gotten to the question.
Yeah, I really would have liked to have answered his question. Took up a lot of time. And you know what that person did? Ruined it for everybody else because we're out of time.
Yep.
We got to take a break. This is... The Stan and Haney Show. Yeah.
See, we're all happy in vacation mode.
Yep.
That'll end soon.
What are you talking about? By tomorrow. By the end of the show. Maybe the next break. We'll be back.
I'm one of the most recognizable voices in the world today. Network television, Major League Baseball, and countless documentaries. Yet, because I worked with these guys in the early 90s, I'm obligated to say, you're listening to my friends, Stan and Haney. This is beneath me. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Monday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Thank you for joining us. 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails. 1 hour from now, we go to the Wayback Machine.
Oh, yeah. I got to get that ready.
Yeah.
You know, what? I just saw Jeff Zito, and he said the nicest thing to me.
What did he say?
Very simply, he just said, Haney, welcome home.
Yeah. Yeah. Because over the past couple of weeks, the rumors going around, it was touch and go.
It probably was.
Yeah.
Oh. But it's best that we don't know.
No, it is best that we don't know, because I heard few things that weren't meant for my ears. And
oh, you saying that maybe a little boy?
A boy.
Little boy told you something?
And look, it was touch and go. When D-Train gets a hold of me and goes, WTF, I just was mailed my paycheck. And I'm going, what? What? You were? And then I get back from vacation, and there's mine in the mail. What?
They always do that.
They do? Not for me.
They've always done that when
I've
we're on
vacation.
I've got to
go. Not for me.
So is that what the Boyd told you?
No, I know more about the Boyd. Told me stuff. But
you know
we're happy to be back, and we love this place, and
we do. Does it love us back, though?
I don't know.
Let's wait and see.
You know, we've been here a long time, and when I came back into the radio station after being gone for 2 weeks, people, I'm not joking, people were walking by in the hallway, salespeople mainly, a few business people.
We have business people?
Yeah. Billing and all that stuff. You know, do the logs and all that. They didn't even know we were gone.
Well, that's because D-Train and you did such a great job.
No, they don't listen.
No.
And us not being in the building didn't matter to them either. We were on vacation, and I put together the actual commercials that they do for the states that and places that we visited. And D-Train, of course, you went to Kentucky, correct?
Correct, and spent some time in Indiana.
All right, well, let's...
And I went to Fort Myers.
I know you did. Good for you.
Deep Fort Myers.
Yeah. Kentucky. Now, let's. This is Kentucky's commercial to visit Kentucky, and we'll see how it matches up with D-Train. All right?
All right.
Let's visit Kentucky.
There's a place nearby that's full of unbridled adventure. Unbridled artistry. Unbridled discovery and unbridled excitement. While many states can offer your family a good time, only one can offer your family an unbridled good time. Let us show you how to get the most out of your next getaway. For your free Kentucky Visitor's Guide, 178 pages on how to cut loose in the bluegrass state, give us a call. Because whatever you're looking for, you'll find it here. Kentucky. Come discover our unbridled spirit.
78
pages. That sounds awesome.
Yep. What'd you do?
Stayed in a one light town that had absolutely no corporate restaurants whatsoever.
Uh-huh.
It's very unbridled.
Yeah, very unbridled fun.
Drove 30 miles into Indiana to go antique store shopping.
Uh-huh.
and then watched fireworks on the river because the casino across the river in Indiana, not in Kentucky, but located in Indiana, launched some fireworks that we could see.
The casino did.
Yeah.
An unbridled casino?
Unbridled?
Well, that's in Indiana.
No, that's in Indiana. Yeah. Doesn't count.
No, you're not in the bluegrass state. So, yeah, you really took in a lot of Kentucky.
Yep.
Did you get lucky in Kentucky?
Yeah.
Nope.
Did you go to Boone County?
Yeah, I did travel through Boone County. I did not get any White Castles, believe it or not.
What?
Yeah.
I
didn't go into the city.
So what was the highlight of your trip to Kentucky?
I got technically I got this in Indiana, but I got a sweet-ass original 1940 Lucky Strike sign.
From Indiana.
Indiana. Kentucky.
Kentucky, I got to revisit Rabbit Hash General Store that opened up in the early 1700s. It burnt down 2 years ago.
Did he say Rabbit Ass or Rabbit Hash?
Rabbit Hash.
Yep, Hash.
Rabbit Hash.
Rabbit Hash.
Rabbit Hash.
With a head shop?
No, it's an old general store from the 1700s.
Is it still open?
It burnt down 2 years ago, but they reopened it.
Yeah?
And when I used to live with my mom on the river, that was the closest store to our house.
Did you get yourself a stick of gum?
No, I got myself a sweet-ass T-shirt.
Ah, nice.
What river is it that you were close to?
The Ohio. The dirty one.
So you were in Kentucky watching Indiana fireworks over the Ohio River.
Yeah, it's called the Tri-State area.
There we go. One of the places I visited was New Jersey.
Boardwalks built for fun. Legendary rock and roll clubs.
This is how we do it. Hip hip hop.
Casinos by the ocean.
Hip hip hop.
Now that's New Jersey. 130 miles of beautiful beaches. Solid rock. And everything in between.
Look in the window.
Now that's New Jersey. Plan your New Jersey trip at visitnj.org. Waves of fun. Nights of excitement.
Yeah.
And a trail of memories.
You're damn right.
That's right.
Now
Mark.
That's New Jersey.
Yeah. Trail of memories. I'll tell you one thing.
If you're Nucky Thompson.
If you're Nucky Thompson. I got to say this to you, and I told D-Train about this. Unbelievable. I had such a good time. Went to Asbury Park.
And Asbury?
Asbury. And
you know, there's a popular regional artist that's based out of Asbury Park.
Yeah.
That Springsteen guy.
Yeah, they got the Stone Pony down there.
Yeah. If you're not from the Northeast, you probably never heard of him.
Because he's very regional.
Because in the radio business, we're told he's a regional artist.
Yup. And when I was up in Jersey, because I'm listening to the New York stations that boom into Jersey, Bruce Springsteen is still as popular as ever up there. And so isn't Bon Jovi.
Mm-hmm.
Very popular. But
you were in the region.
Exactly. And I expected that. They had Asbury Park. They redid the boardwalk and opened up a lot of stuff. They have there, and I didn't want to leave, the Pinball Museum.
Oh, nice.
Now, the Pinball Museum is right on the boardwalk in Asbury Park. $10 to play for a half hour, $20 to play for an hour, or I think it was $25. They put the wristband on you, and you play all day, as long as you want. And it is a pinball museum. They have pristine.
They have Black Knight.
Let me explain what they had, because it technically is a museum. They had refurbished to mint condition pinball machines, hundreds of them, starting from like the 1940s and 50s all the way up to the early 2000s. It just depends on where you went in the museum. You pay the one fee and they have a little plaque above each pinball machine that tells you the year it came out, the popularity,
the company.
So you can
go all the way back to the ones where the numbers would actually be flipping?
Yes, and I did not want to leave. It was phenomenal because all of them say, some of the old ones, 10 cents for the pinball machine, 25 cents, 50 cents, but they were all opened up. So you just hit the button and you go.
Now, were these three ballers or five ballers?
Some were five, some were three.
Because I always, damn three ballers ripping you off.
It felt like you got ripped off, but it was phenomenal. Phenomenal. Went there, went to Pleasant Point, the boardwalk there.
What machine made the biggest impact on you?
I had fun playing the 1967 Beatles pinball machine. And it was the Roland number one and a lot of bells. And there I am. There I am at the pinball museum.
Oh, man.
And I'm telling you, Haney, you and I could have gone up there and just stayed there. Just stayed in that one place, and it's right on the boardwalk.
At any point, was there a machine you wanted to play that you couldn't?
No. You just waited a few minutes because it's your overload. So somebody goes to a machine, and they play it, and it's like, okay, but I want to go play the next one. Yeah, it opens right up.
If I was with you, I would have done something for you.
What's that?
Say you're playing that Beatles machine right there?
Yeah.
While you're right in the middle of something and you think you're doing good, I would loudly slap a quarter down on the machine.
Calling for it.
Yeah, and stand there cross-armed. How long do you think you're going
to live? Let me explain also something. New Jersey, you drive like idiots. I have never... Thank God my girlfriend comes from that area because she could handle it. I said to Zito, who's from New Jersey, I said, down here, traffic gets bad. You start wondering, is that car going to pull out in front of me? Is that car going to change the lane? They've had the signal on for the last half mile. Are they going to go and cut into me? In New Jersey on the turnpike, you don't have to guess. You know they're going to cut you off. And they can be doing 80 miles an hour.
And they're going to cut you off.
And they're going to cut you off, and then they'll show your brake light. There's nobody around them, and they're hitting the brakes, coming to practically a complete stop. And then they'll speed up again just to put the brake lights on again. And I got the full experience of having your gas pumped for you, because in New Jersey, you can't pump your own gas.
It's the law.
They got a bunch of these clown asses in orange vests in little telephone booths everywhere. And you pull up to a Wawa, you pull up to a convenience store, don't you dare get out of your car, because, Earl in the vest is going to go and pump your gas. And if you pump your own gas, you'll get arrested. And I'm like, what the hell? This is the only state. We crossed over into Pennsylvania. We'll get gas in Pennsylvania. We can pump our own. They won't change the gas pumping in New Jersey, because if they go and say self-serve gas stations are okay in New Jersey, something like 2,700 jobs would be lost. And so they can't do it because they're all bent out of shape, that the unemployment would skyrocket because they'd close down those booths with those clown asses. And they are clown asses pumping your gas.
I'm sure it probably crossed your mind. These are probably ex-cons.
Yep. Oh, sure. Ex-cons, drifters, anybody get a quick job going through town, your hobos. And sure enough, you're going down the roads, and you're seeing all the gas stations, and what do you see? The little telephone booth there, like shaped building, and these dumbasses sitting there with their vests on, waiting for some sap to come up so they can pump your gas. Give me a break.
They don't check
the oil, they don't wash the windshield, they don't do anything.
So it's not full service.
No!
It's just, welcome to pay more.
Yep. Welcome to pay more. You know, I want to do one more, because D-Train traveled to Indiana, Kentucky, I went to New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York, and we're listening to all this stuff, but I thought you were going over to our old stomping grounds, the Space Coast, And you do. That's where your family is and where I lived for a long time.
Oh, well, the 4th of July was canceled over there.
Really? How do people in New Jersey, Kentucky, when they see our ads, does it make you want to go to the East Coast and the Space Coast?
Florida's Space Coast is where natural wonders and exhilarating adventures go hand in hand. This is the home of America's space program,
yes.
Quite literally, the nation's gateway to the universe. It was the departure point for a historic moonwalk, a visit to the International Space Station, and it's where Space Shuttle Atlantis is now on permanent display.
That's impressive.
Live rocket launches are open to the public. How cool is that?
Hey.
Back on Mother Earth and less than an hour's drive from Orlando, you'll
back
find 72 glorious miles of Atlantic Coast beaches from Melbourne to Cocoa.
Take that, New Jersey.
Cocoa Beach was voted one of America's top beach towns, landmark pier is the perfect place to sit and watch the world go by. We're the East Coast surfing capital of the U.S.,
We
have surf schools and board rentals to get you started. Surf legend Kelly Slater grew up in Cocoa Beach. And there are surf festivals and competitions year-round. The Space Coast is a popular stop on the Great Florida Birding Trail. People from all over the world gather to focus on our feathered friends, over 300 species in all. Everything from birds of prey to flocks of wading birds resting in a lagoon. An airboat is a great way to see our wide-open spaces,
sure
skimming across 170,000 spectacular acres of Florida wetlands. These amazing machines will take you where a regular boat simply can't go.
Ah.
It's a wind-in-the-hair experience that's not to be missed. Port Canaveral is one of the world's busiest cruise ports.
I was told
4 million passengers
it.
A year
really?
Can't be wrong. It's home to some fabulous state-of-the-art cruise ships. And Jetty Park is a great place to watch them head out to
the
blue waters of the Caribbean.
Yes, right.
Our wilderness areas provide habitat for more than 500 species of fish. Enjoy surf casting or fishing from a boat. Choose from saltwater or fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Our area guides are known for their expertise and will give you a wonderful day on the water. We're located where temperate and subtropical climate zones collide, and you can find animals and plants here that are found nowhere else on Earth.
Like an alligator.
Explore from a kayak, on horseback, on a bike, or maybe try stand-up paddleboarding. Brevard Zoo was voted one of the top 10 small zoos in the U.S. Home to more than 160 species, it's the only zoo in the country to feature kayak adventures on-site. Feed the giraffes or experience a natural high over at Treetop Trek. Our destination has shopping to suit all budgets and tastes. Stroll through historic districts with a surprising mix of quaint stores, galleries, and cafes.
Oh, yeah.
The world's largest surf shop is right on your doorstep.
You're kidding.
Or you might hit the local farmer's market.
Where's that?
Florida Space Coast has all the right elements for your vacation. It's the perfect blend of outdoor activities, family fun, and relaxation.
Boy, that's lengthy.
That is. Says so much to see and do. Oh, I did want to tell you, last day in New Jersey, I did have to pay a visit to Monmouth Park.
To what?
Monmouth Park.
Oh!
put a few bets down.
$50?
Yeah. Give or take. We'll be back.
Breaker 1-9. Anybody know where I can get a good chicken dinner? Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here. Monday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer. We have your emails coming up. 30 minutes from now, we take a trip back in time, take a trip in the Wayback Machine. We're going to take a look at the Billboard charts for this week in a particular year. Today, we're looking at the bottom 5 of the top 10. So we'll go from number 10 to number 6 on what was on the pop charts for this week
this
in a particular year.
Is a monster.
Yeah.
They're always good, but this one is one of the best.
Yep. Last week, look at my arm. See the bruise on my arm there?
Yeah.
That was blood taken because I went and did all my medical stuff while I was off so I could go and see the doctor, see the eye doctor, get all my lab work done. And I'm telling you, I'm affected. the doctor comes up to me and goes, Stan, I'm seeing on your chart, you still haven't had the colonoscopy. You're over 50 now. You need the colonoscopy. And I said to him, this is where the humiliation comes in. I said to him, I'm not ready to go through that yet, doc. I said, didn't I see that thing on TV where you don't have to do that anymore?
Because it's not really that good.
You just take a little sample at home and they can tell. And he goes, oh, you're talking about Cologuard.
Why are you always bringing up Cologuard and Procto-Cream?
I know. And I said, because he said, I said, well, can I do that instead of the colonoscopy? Because I'm not ready for that. He said, well.
As opposed to somebody putting a 4K camera.
Yeah, well, he said to me, do you want to do that? He says, we can do that. He said, let me tell you. He said, colonoscopy can go and check for precancer. He said, the Cologuard will check if you have it. I said, well, that's good enough for me. Go ahead. So.
That's good enough.
So he says, you're going to get a kit in the mail.
Oh, no.
So UPS on Friday delivers this, and they say don't mail it on the weekend. They need it fresh. So, So you get this kit in the mail, this Cologuard kit. It comes in a box.
Just add.
Well. You open up the box, and inside the box is this special seat you put on the toilet that attaches a cup. And so, according to the...
Do you have to hover?
You put it underneath the seat before it goes down. You put it on the commode, set it there, the toilet seat goes down, and you insert
The Cologuard.
The cup in there. And... when you do this...
How big a cup is it?
Hey, my aim was pretty good, all right? My aim was pretty good.
I don't know that that's something to brag about.
When you're shipping it, it does.
Hey, watch your language.
I said ship. So I go and do this thing, and I'm reading the instructions, and it says, first of all, after it's there, you take this stick that's in there, you swipe it.
What?
On the thing in the cup. You swipe it. And then you stick it in its little plastic tubing. And you seal it. Then you remove the cup with your sample. And they got this preservative liquid. It's in a bottle. It's almost like a bottle of alcohol. Right into the thing.
How did it go?
It just put the whole thing in there.
Yeah.
You screw it down. You can keep the complimentary seat. It's yours if you wish to keep it, in case you got to catch something else. And then you put it all back in the box. Use the zip tie. They got a Ziploc bag in there.
Mm-hmm.
Zip it down. Get the air out of it. And then seal the box back up, peel the label off. It's got the label to go back to the lab.
But don't do it on the weekend.
No, because they need it as fresh as possible. And so what they tell you is drop it off at the nearest UPS store. Now, I, coming into work today, had the box with me. And I'm walking around with it underneath my arm. And you can hear it sloshing around in there. And so... there's a UPS store right by my house.
So.
And you got to do it, and they want it immediately. You have to put down the time and everything that you've done this thing. It's so humiliating. And so I walk into the UPS store, and they all know me there because I've shipped stuff.
Hey!
Stan, how are you, buddy? I said...
what do we got today?
Well, they do have questions, and you have to check off whether or not you're shipping something biohazard.
No, it's all on the box already.
So biohazard?
Human, what did it say? Human,
sample?
Sample, yeah, human sample. This side up. And you hand it to him, and it was like, hey, Stan, how are you? Oh, okay, I gotta go now. I got out of that store as fast as I could so that they can go and ship it.
We're seeing a lot of these lately.
Yeah. Let's get you updated on traffic.
Oh, thank you, no.
It's all for help.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Fort Myers got a crash, Andrea Lane and South Tamiami Trail. And then in Lehigh Acres, Hit and Run, Sunshine Boulevard North and Lee Boulevard, right by the 7-Eleven. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, here's Haney with today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know. We will also be telling you today, matter of fact, it's underway.
What?
And I'm not sure why I am supposed to be impressed by this, but they say it's Prime Day.
Yeah, it crashed.
All right. Is there anything that's that good that would make it crash?
I have no
idea. I've not heard anything like that.
I got Prime all the time, buddy, because I pay for it.
Yeah, but this is a celebration of
Prime.
That.
Yeah, it crashed.
It did it?
That's what I hear.
Huh. According to statistics, there will be no middle children anymore.
Okay, good.
Well, America is down to the final Blockbuster store. There's only one left.
God bless them.
A twerking argument goes horribly wrong.
Jeez.
A couple is busted having sex in a courthouse stairwell, and a man in New Hampshire took extreme measures. He knew the cops were after him.
Yeah.
So he hid in the ceiling of a grocery store to escape police who weren't actually looking for him. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter.
Ah, there it is.
4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone.
D-Train.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home. Well, Amazon Prime Day, I'm told, started at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and it's crashed.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, if this news means nothing to you, then today's list is just for you. Today's list of the
top
reasons you haven't joined Amazon Prime.
Top reasons why you haven't joined Amazon Prime.
Not all shipping is free, especially on orders of brides. You enjoy going to the store, standing behind people in the checkout line and playing the fun game, skin tag or goiter. You don't like that they are always suggesting items to you based on what you bought.
Yeah.
You know, just because you buy toilet paper doesn't mean you need a plunger. The only prime thing your fat ass is interested in is rib.
Oh, jeez.
You still use a flip phone. You keep meaning to do it, but whenever you go online to register, you're distracted by this thing called pornography.
Love it.
You're allergic to bubble wrap. You prefer, ironically, shopping at dollar stores. You love going to the store and standing in the 20 items or less lane behind someone with 43 items. And finally, the very top reason you haven't joined Amazon Prime.
Yes.
What's the point? Your neighbor with the unsecure porch already has it. And that, my friend, is the 4 o'clock.
That's it, baby.
Pretty. Oh, you know where else I went? I flipped the bird.
The what?
The bird to the big obelisk out to Edison in Menlo Park.
Thank you.
I just did one of these things. They have in that thing, in the center of it, through glass, a light bulb burning.
The wrong kind.
The wrong kind. He didn't invent it.
He invented nothing.
Nothing. Oh, they love him in Menlo Park. Oh, they love him. Monuments everywhere.
Oh, yeah. That's because he's got to be the front man because Tesla's stuff was so dangerous, they still don't understand it.
Yep, it's true. Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay, okay.
Stick pin. This is from Josh. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. Josh here, requesting permission to board from Vanderbilt, Michigan. Vanderbilt, Michigan. Located about one knuckle deep on the middle finger of the mitt. Vanderbilt is a sleepy kind of town where if a reality TV show came to your door past 9 p.m. and challenged you to buy a gallon of milk within 10 miles of your house, you'd win $1 million and you'd lose $1 million. Vanderbilt, Michigan. Thank you.
Nice to start right out with a stick pin.
Yeah. It's from Phil, and I have to ask D-Train this. Phil, very upset. WTF. He's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman. Did we run a newscast on Monday's Best of Show?
Possibly not.
I tune in because of that. He delivers cutting-edge news, and I miss the news. Sorry. This was while we were on vacation. The Guardian's daughter, Katie, wanted to wish the Guardian a happy birthday. His birthday was on Friday, the 6th of July. We were out of town. And happy 78th.
Oh, do we need to do something for him?
Like what?
Well, I know it's late. Let's just go ahead and do it, okay?
All right.
Ready?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Happy, 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 happy.
Hey! All right. Just like your favorite bistro.
Yeah, because you can't do the birthday song because somebody renewed the copyright.
Yeah. This is from Mark, and we were mentioning this earlier. Best of shows. Too funny. It was nice to hear Tommy on the radio again. Great attitude, great energy. He made you guys better at what you do. Take more vacations. I'm sure Brad Beasley will approve.
Yep. Tommy was one in a million.
Yep.
Maybe a billion.
Yep. I'm going to save this one for tomorrow because that might need a little research. The Guardian.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Ahoy, gentlemen. Welcome back, and thank God you're back. While the Best of is really good, it's nothing like you boys live. While a lot happened while you were gone, there will be plenty of time to discuss the lunacy of the left.
Please tell me he's going to do nothing but tear into Peter Strzok.
So, a change at K-Rock. Where did this show come from? I have never heard of these guys. The Dave and Chuck the Freak came from Detroit. But from the information provided, it's kind of akin to your show.
Is it?
Except they do have some cackling hen on there.
Well, they have to.
Yeah.
Probably wasn't their idea.
I gave them a listen this morning. First impression, sounds a lot like what you gentlemen do on your show. Except in my opinion, you guys are better. It does seem that Beasley understands that the format of your show is highly successful. So why not try it in an earlier time slot? You guys have the best format and best time slot. And personality really does matter. You guys are great together. In my opinion, you guys, Stan and Haney, are the cream of the crop. Again, welcome back. You guys are the best sign, the Guardian.
He's done it again!
Well, let's see. Let's see what Beasley Media Group Executive Vice President of Programming Justin Chase says.
Oh, we know him.
We are pleased to have some of the finest personalities in the rock format within our company, and Dave and Chuck are among the best of the best.
Are we mentioned at all?
The type of content that they deliver has proven success in this market, and I have no doubt this show will be a winner in Fort Myers.
We mentioned?
Well, let's ask Vice President and Market Manager Brad Beasley.
He won't mention us.
96K has a history of having the best rock radio morning shows in America.
I would agree to that.
We continue the tradition by bringing Dave and Chuck the Freak Show to Southwest Florida and are excited to share their unique brand of humor and entertainment on the station with our dedicated listeners.
Are we mentioned at all?
Let's see what Dave Hunter has to say.
What about...
We are thrilled to be heading south to air on 96K. It is exciting to have the folks in Fort Myers and Naples be able to join in on the Dave and Chuck the Freak party we have every morning. You see, it's not a show. It's a party. At 6 in the morning.
Yep.
Like most of us.
Yep. Are we mentioned at all in this?
Let's go back. Hold on. Maybe I was too quick. Beasley Media Group, Detroit-based. Okay, that's just telling you the when, where, and why. Dave Hunter and Charles Urquhart. I guess it's Urquhart, but it's U-R-Q.
I won't even try.
So Dave Hunter and Charles Urquhart, along with show member Lisa Way, began working together in April 2001.
Where were we in April 2001?
Here.
Yep.
They began working together. We'd already been here for quite some time. Mm-hmm. They began working together in April of 2001 on Windsor Canada's 89X.
Oh, eh?
Until November of 2012. The show officially debuted on the WRIF-FM airwaves May of 2013. Since then, they've added co-host Andy Green.
Hey, Andy.
Producer James Campbell and video editor Jason Watson.
Well, you got a crew there, don't they? Beasley was really coughing up some cash.
When you are doing a radio show and you have a budget for a video editor.
Yeah.
You're doing all right.
You're doing okay. You're doing okay. Are we mentioned anywhere in this?
Let me check.
Just, you know, quickly so we can take the break. Is there any...
We're not mentioned at all.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney. Thank you.
Oftentimes, complete strangers are convinced that we are somehow related. Sadly, we are not. But to these people, we offer you an Irish blessing. May the road... Sorry.
Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. We are running late. We've got the Wayback Machine coming up. We're also going to check traffic momentarily. About 15, 20 minutes. Mark Haney in the news.
They did say we are pleased to have some of the finest personalities in the rock format within our company. That could be about us.
Company. They're talking about Mommy and the gang over there at the B.
What?
Yeah, they're
But that's, they said rock format.
Rock. That's very passive aggressive.
That's how you see it.
Yep. Xfinity. What more do you want from a company? As far as entertainment goes, fast internet for better streaming up to 100 megabits per second.
You know what? How many things in a life do you sign up for a service, but that service keeps getting exponentially better.
Yep. The new X1 experience puts streaming in the palm of your hand. Netflix on them. YouTube. Pandora. All in one place. And you just talk into the X1 voice remote.
That has really changed your life, hasn't it?
It sure has.
It's made it easy for Stan.
Yep. Get Xfinity Internet and TV for $35 each a month when you bundle both and get Netflix included on them. All for 2 years with a 2-year agreement and eco bill and auto pay. Go to Xfinity.com or give them a call. 1-800-XFINITY. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, Fort Myers, hit and run, South Point Boulevard and Conference Drive.
You know they're right. They could have at least mentioned us.
It would have been nice. It would have been nice. Estero got a crash, South Tamiami Trail and Corkscrew Road. And this one, North Fort Myers, crash, Hancock Bridge Parkway and North Cleveland Avenue. Yeah, it would have been nice. It would have been. Thanks again for nothing.
Did we put out a statement?
We're shocked and saddened.
Okay.
We do this every week. We take a look at what was on the Billboard charts this very week in a particular year. Today, we're taking a look at the bottom half of the top 10.
This
10
is
through 6.
Phenomenal.
Let's find out where we're going.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This week in 1977. Oh, this is good stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Remember, you heard it. I'll bet you dance to it.
No filler, all killer.
Yep.
Now let's live it up again with Stan and Haney. Number 10.
Ooh.
Hot.
What a great name. What's the name of the band?
Angel. Oh, Hot.
Do you think I'm such a fool to believe everything you say?
I remember this song.
That just goes to show that you really don't know. While you're out painting the town, do you think I'm home just sitting around waiting on you? Now who's really the fool?
It's you.
When I first found out, I heard all over.
Yeah.
I felt so left out till I got to know her. So I tried.
Even my backup wolf whistle is gone.
And I became just like her.
Damn it.
So don't be surprised.
Somebody stole your wolf whistle?
That the angel in your arms this morning is gonna be the devil in someone else's arms tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, because Juice Newton said, just call me Angel of
yep,
the Morning,
yep.
But the angel
why
in your arms this morning is going to be the devil in someone else's
arms
bed
tonight.
Why'd you keep holding on?
We're going to have to just do highlights, I think.
Yeah, they'll all betray you.
Yeah.
Did you think I couldn't tell?
Are we going to have to do highlights?
Yeah, unfortunately. We have been just so far behind. Oh, look at this! At number 9! cut these songs short, too.
Oh. Yeah. Our luck.
Yep.
Music is a world within itself, with a language we all understand. With an equal opportunity for all to sing, dance, clap your hands.
Well, just because of amazing. This guy, over just a couple of years, just everything he did.
Brilliant.
When the people start to move, they can feel it all over. They can feel it all over.
And then it stopped.
Yes. His muse left him.
They can feel it all over. Music knows it is and always will be one of the things that life just won't quit. But here are some of music's pioneers that time will not allow us to forget.
Who are they?
There's Bassie Miller, Timo, and the King of all Sardou. And with a voice like hell ringing out, there's no way to bend.
Go.
I wish I had mine.
I can't believe they stole it.
Yeah. One, the good one broke a long time ago.
But they stole both of your slide whistles.
It's not there anymore. It's not there.
So therefore, we're not allowed. We can't bring you the Stan and Haney difference.
No. There's nothing different with this. It's not the Stan and Haney difference because I don't have my wolf whistle. I don't know. A Stevie Wonder, number 9 this week.
Who steals a used slide whistle?
I don't know.
We got to cut this off, too?
Coming in at number 8, KC and the Sunshine Band.
Want to count?
Go ahead.
I love counting. 1, 2, 3.
I'm your food man. What I am, I'm here to do whatever I can. Be it early morning, but I prefer afternoon. Or at midnight.
You know me, I'm there. You know there's a lot of high stepping going on right now.
With those brasses, the saxophones and trumpets going up in the air.
Yep. White suits with rhinestones.
Yes.
A lot of glitter. Boogeyman, I'm your boogeyman. Boogeyman, I'm your boogeyman. Do what you want. I'm your boogeyman, I'm your boogeyman. Turn me on. I'm your boogeyman, I'm your boogeyman. I do what you want. I'm your boogeyman. That's what I am. I'm here to do whatever I can, be it early morning, late afternoon, or at midnight, or it's never too soon.
At midnight,
I want to be with you. And the other things. And then I want you to. I want you to sing for me, if you know what I mean. You notice somebody's a little bit early there.
But that makes it good.
Yeah, it's a little bit off.
To be perfect, you don't want to be perfect.
No.
That's number 8, KC and the Sunshine Band this week in 1977. Andrew Gold.
Oh, this was the story of my life.
Lonely boy.
Not really, but I was feeling sorry for myself.
Of course you were.
Because I wanted to go back to Florida.
On a summer day, 1951. 50, geez.
And with the slap of a hand, he had landed as an only son. His mother and father said, what a lovely.
nobody's fool. It'll teach him how to fight to be nobody's fool. That's called call and response.
Yes, yes it is. Your musicians know that.
The good ones do.
Yeah.
And she told him, we must attend to her needs. She's so much younger than you. Well, he ran down the hall and he cried. Oh, how could his parents have lied?
Well, you'll find out.
When they said he was at home.
This is such a great song when you're feeling sorry for yourself. Entirety.
Let's do it right now.
We have to. Yeah.
Number six, Alan O'Day.
Yeah,
you betcha.
Right. Crying on my pillow.
Yeah.
Lonely in my bed. Then I heard a voice beside me, and she softly said, wonder is your nightlight. Magic is your dream. And as I held her, she said, see what I mean. I said,
what?
She said, ooh-wee.
I said, all right.
She said, love me, love me, love me. Undercover angel, midnight fantasy. I've never had a dream
that makes sweet love to me.
Ooh, undercover angel, answer to my prayer. You made me know that there's a love for me out there somewhere.
I said, what? I said, what? She said, ooh, we. I said, all right. Ready? Very important. You got to hit that on time. I said, what?
She said, what?
I said, ooh-wee. She said, all right.
I said, get next to me.
Oh,
I said,
what?
I said, ooh-wee. She said,
all right.
I said, love me, love me, love me. Undercover angel, midnight fantasy. I'm never
bring up the synth.
Makes sweet love to me.
One song in the land was a song Dreams by a band called Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood Mac means FM.
We'll be back for Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
96 K-Rock. Two men licensed by the Federal Communications Commission to broadcast on public airwaves.
Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
R-A-D-I.
Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Monday edition of the show. Mark Haney and the News. Coming up in mere moments, Roger Marley. Does Roger Marley still work here? I don't know. We've been gone for 2 weeks. There have been changes.
Well, there's always a chance there was an altercation
that
we don't know
about.
That's
what I'm thinking. Outburst.
Temper tantrum.
Temper tantrum. D-Train, do we know?
Brick through a window.
Was he here last week?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Well, hope he's not doing any of that Antifa stuff.
I hope the hell not either. I don't know. I don't know that much about him.
Well, I know he doesn't really believe that stuff, but he likes to break things.
Yep. Mm. We'll find out at 6. All I know is when I hear the door open, I scram. I go out the back door.
Did you hear what they're doing about Antifa?
What are they doing about Antifa now?
Congressman's introducing a bill.
Yeah.
15 years if you wear a mask and misbehave.
I like it. I like it. Let's get a look at it. My first reaction.
Yeah.
I like it. You wear a mask and misbehave?
15 years.
Yep, I like it.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
We'll start in Fort Myers. Got a crash, 3700 block of Colonial Boulevard. In Lehigh Acres, we got a crash, 1300 block of Homestead Road, right by the public supermarkets. And this one in Bonita Springs got a crash, 3300 block of Bonita Beach Road. That's the center of Bonita Springs by the FCD Bank. I don't know what that means.
Let's not use that language, please.
It's harsh.
Whoever CD is, we apologize.
Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
This is the Evening News with Charles Kuralt in New York, Eric Severide in Miami Beach, Charles Collingwood in London, George Herman in Washington, Marvin Kalb in Washington, Robert Pierpoint in Washington, and Daniel Shore in Washington.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, July 16th.
Double M, XV, triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know.
All right.
And I hate to do this, but I have to, because we are fortunate enough on this show to have our very own World War II expert.
Yes, yes we do.
D-Train.
Yes, sir.
At any point during World War II, was there any action, any fighting on American soil?
There were some small islands off of Alaska that the Empire of Japan had set up some shop on that we sent our boys out to fight.
Now, Alaska wasn't a state then.
No, it was a territory.
We're talking about
Hawaii was a territory
on the shores in our continental United States.
No, but American soil.
American soil, which would constitute
Hawaii,
a territory like
Alaska.
Hawaii or Alaska
or Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
Yes, there was one World War II land battle fought on American soil,
and it was Alaska.
The Battle of Attu in Alaska in 1943.
Good job by you. Good job by you.
Thank you.
I knew he'd know.
Damn Japs.
Would be embarrassing if he didn't.
Yeah.
I felt like it was worth the risk.
He's an expert.
He knows his stuff.
He is, by the way.
Why World War II and not World War I?
You know, I've said on my podcast multiple times, I have an unexplainable, unquenchable thirst for World War II. The short answer is, I don't know. Some people say, well, your grandfather worked grave registration in World War II. And I say, yes, but he never talked about it. And I didn't start to grow the affinity for World War II until I was about 25 and my grandfather had passed by then. So I really don't have the answer for that.
You know who I don't think gets enough credit?
Who?
Black Jack Pershing.
You're damn right. World War I.
And he was alive. He lived to see the end of World War II, and he was involved in some of the planning for World War II.
Really?
And you think about what, he was an Indian fighter, fought in the Spanish-American War, over in World War II? Black Jack Pershing.
Yeah.
If you don't know about him, look him up. Well, if you like pro-America stuff. Because I was looking, I don't know why it popped into my head. And you know what? I don't know enough about Black Jack Pershing. I'm going to look that up.
Yeah.
And the Army produced a biography hosted by the great Walter Matthau. And I thought, you know, this would never fly today. They'd try and figure out what he'd done wrong.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And why he was a bad guy.
And how it wouldn't fit in today's culture. And then immediately discard him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really strange times we live in. Yeah. If there's one thing that Americans love,
it's hot dogs.
That's true.
Apple pie.
That's true.
Chevrolet.
Not so much.
Not anymore.
The weekend.
Mm-hmm.
How long has the weekend been around?
I wouldn't say is that long, because a lot of workers and all that would do the 7 days or mm-hmm. 6 days a week. I know when Haney and I were first hired at K-Rock, until we went on strike, union now, they had us working on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to speculate it has something to do with the Fed and banking.
I would think it has something to do with the establishment of the 40-hour work week.
The concept of the weekend has only been around since 1879. That is when the term weekend appeared in a British magazine called Notes and Queries, where they talked about Saturday and Sunday being off work.
Because it is be just Sunday, because that was the Sabbath. And you did nothing. And you had blue laws, so none of the stores were open.
Say, Timmy, you ever wonder what space smells like?
Space does have a smell.
You know something about it?
I read something about it. Space does have a smell.
According to astronauts, space smells a lot like bacon.
Really?
Maybe combination of bacon, burned almond cookies, and rotten eggs.
Mm-hmm.
There's an odor.
Yep. Hey, by the way, today is July 16th. 49 years ago today, Apollo 11 launched to go to the moon. 49 years ago. Can you believe that? What's wrong with you people?
No. You know, I was talking to a buddy of mine I haven't talked to in a long time.
Yeah.
And we were talking about the music that we used to listen to, and I threw your analogy at him. I said, you know, we're talking about stuff we listened to in the 80s. Well, if we were in the 80s, it would be like somebody talking about having seen Elvis.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
High heels.
Mm.
On an attractive woman, indispensable.
Oh, yeah, that tilt of the ankle, those gams. Whew.
And not a lot of people know this, but that Meghan Markle?
Yeah.
If she didn't wear heels, she'd be considered elfin.
Yep. They make her wear heels so that she at least is somewhat...
looks like an adult.
Yeah, because she's elf.
Yep. She has to wear 4-inch heels.
Yep.
High heels were originally worn by men when they were created in the 1600s. They were worn as a way to show status and power until everybody figured out, this is a horrible idea. Yep. Why don't we make women wear them?
Yeah. Well, then we went back to wearing them in the 70s.
You talking about the platforms?
Those big-heeled shoes.
Well, you know, for some people, the 70s never ended. Robert De Niro likes to wear a platform shoe.
Very
everywhere
small
he goes,
man.
Yeah.
Yep.
You think he's this big, tough guy?
No.
No. He's got about a foot of tread. Are you just dying to take a break?
Yeah, it's you got one more?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, it looks like you're going to be cutting me off. Would you rather?
I'm going to cut you off. Well, you got one story, and then we need to take a break.
All right. Would you rather know about the last blockbuster, Middle Children Going Extinct, or Amazon Prime Day?
Don't care about Amazon Prime Day. They crashed. It's between Middle Children, which is a bunch of BS. Let's go with Blockbuster.
Even though Blockbuster went under almost 5 years ago, there were still a handful of hearty stores that survived. Not anymore. The final two Blockbusters in Alaska just announced they're closing their doors by the end of August. And that means there is only one Blockbuster left in the entire country. The last bastion of Blockbuster Video is located in Bend, Oregon.
Really?
Now, it is the last one, but on the bright side, the owner says he's doing pretty...
I bet.
And has no plans to shut his doors anytime soon.
There it is. There's a picture of it. You know, I made, God's honest truth, I made such a stupid remark the other day. I was in the Barnes & Noble in the music section.
Are you going to repeat it for us?
Yes.
Great.
Yeah. I was looking at, I can't believe it, I never thought I'd see the day, vinyl records dominating the music stuff, but they had the videos. And I wasn't thinking, there were so many good documentary Blu-rays out, and I was like, man, I'd love to watch this, or the complete series of whatever, you know, was out. And I'm like, man, and I made a comment half under my breath, man, why can't I just go and borrow these and just bring them back? And my girlfriend says, you're talking about Blockbuster. And I'm like, oh geez, that's true. The only thing I remember about Blockbuster, though, was when you wanted to go see a new movie.
There were none there.
There were none there. They were all gobbled up.
Nope.
And you had to settle for something you didn't want to watch.
That's how you saw a lot of bad movies.
Yep.
And then you'd have to apologize to everybody in the family. It's all they had. What do you want me to do?
Yeah, man, all the good ones are gone.
You want me to come home with nothing? Is that it? This is what they had.
Yep.
In a moment.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, a man by the name of James Aubin was arrested for robbing a bank in Dover, New Hampshire last Thursday. But that's not the real story.
No.
The real story is 30-year-old Eric Lombari, or is it Lornberry? No, Lombari. See, it wants to be Lombardi, but there's no D.
No.
Lombari. He saw the cops and did something we've tried to warn you about. He assumed they were after him.
Yeah. Don't assume anything.
Now, Eric's on drugs.
Sure.
Out on bail. And when police start pouring into the parking lot, he just assumed it's all about him. It's not clear if he'd even done anything wrong. But he decided it would be in his best interest to hole up in a nearby grocery store.
Okay, good thinking.
Which was unlucky, because the police also went to the store to see if the store security camera got the bank robber they were looking for on video.
That is just dumb luck. That's stupid dumb luck.
If he'd just gone about his business, he'd have been fine.
Yep.
At that point, Eric got into a back room. You can just almost feel the panic setting in. He got into a back room and decided to climb up into the ceiling. Tried to kind of rat hole himself.
Jeez.
And you know what happens when you go and hide in the ceiling, don't you?
Yeah, I do. It happens to most people that try that.
Yep. He fell through the ceiling and wound up dangling right above the deli counter.
Oh, wow.
The police could see him, but they couldn't get at him. So he kept crawling around until the same thing happened again, and he busted through the ceiling above the refrigerated meats. They eventually had to go up into the ceiling and talk him down. He is facing charges of criminal mischief, trespassing, and resisting arrest.
What a stoop.
Which all could have been avoided if he'd just continued on his way.
Take a look at him. He couldn't. This guy is gone.
He's got a lot of open sores on his face.
Well, he's picking at himself. Short haircut, big ears, dead eyes. And a lot of sores on his face.
A lot of open sores.
Yeah. Weeping.
Yeah. Stan, you've often said, the heart wants what the heart wants.
It's the truth, no matter what it is. It could be the worst move that you're ever going to make in your... But if the heart wants it, it's going to win.
Now... When you say the heart wants what the heart wants, are you also including other physical expressions of what the heart may want?
Depends on how you're going to phrase this
story.
It
wants what it wants.
Yeah, well, sure.
And it wants it now.
Yes.
Employees at a courthouse in Alexandria, Louisiana, heard a, quote, commotion coming from the stairwell Wednesday morning. And when one of them drew the short straw and went to check it out, they found the source of the commotion.
What was it?
Well, it was 20-year-old Miguel Glorioso and 19-year-old Jamie Lee Cootie.
Glorioso and Cootie.
They were having the sex right there in the stairwell.
I hope there's pictures of them.
It turns out that there's even more to the story than that. Miguel is an inmate. He's incarcerated, and he was cleaning the courthouse as part of his work release, and Jamie met him there, you know, to get an itch scratch.
Yeah.
Now he's back in jail, and so is she. They are both facing obscenity. Obscenity charges in the state of Louisiana.
There they are. Look at this guy. Look at her.
What a dope.
She's proud.
She's proud of herself.
She's proud of herself.
Well, that's because jail's just a fun experience for her.
Yep.
Not a way of life. Like it is for him.
Yep. Yeah, he's what do they call it when you're being incarcerated for so long?
Institutionalized. Yeah, he just got some more time added too.
Look at her. It's what is she doing? Like 6 weeks or something?
Yep.
He looks like he had a stroke.
Yeah, what is she doing there with Short Bus Sal?
I don't know. But she's doing time, more time, too.
The father has just got to be out of his mind.
Embarrassing daddy. That's exactly what's going on. And that's rule number one. Girls, I know there's a lot of girls out there. College, you're just getting out of the FGCU or the, what's the Edison one? What do they call that school?
SWFLA A&M.
Yep. That's the one. home of the Pirates, right?
Yep.
If you take one lesson through life, don't embarrass daddy.
And you'll be better off.
And you'll be better off for it. If you say to yourself in a situation, would this embarrass my dad? If the answer is yes, don't do it. Mm-hmm. Don't embarrass daddy.
Don't get caught in the courthouse stairwell having sex with an inmate.
Yep.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, there's a 31-year-old woman named Latasha Barrett.
Hey, Latasha!
In Charleston, West Virginia. And she became very upset on Wednesday when another woman began twerking at her.
Oh, jeez.
Now, we don't know the details, but you would assume that would be some sort of challenge.
Yeah, it would.
Now, we don't know if they knew each other, why the woman twerked on Latasha, or what song it was that inspired her, but I'm told that the smart money is on Nelly's Shake Your Tail Feather from the Bad Boys 2 soundtrack.
Yeah, man.
Latasha was so upset at this unwelcome twerking, she did the only thing she could do. Bit the top of the woman's finger off.
Ooh.
The twerker was rushed to the hospital, and Latasha...
Hey, Latasha.
...was arrested for a felony malicious wounding. She could be looking at 2 to 10 years in prison.
Oh, jeez.
What lovely hair.
What the hell? Ah!
And that's the news for today, Monday, July 16th.
Double M, XV, Triple I.
Just got back from the beauty parlor.
Yeah.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
Here he is.
Southwest what happened? What happened?
It's probably air conditioning.
By the way, and I'm not going to get into all the details, did you see the text? Haney talking about Blackjack Pershing. Somebody really knows a lot about Blackjack Pershing and comes to find out that a direct relative that this person knows of Pershing, a direct relative, same last name, lives in Fort Myers.
No kidding.
And would be willing to... get with D-Train if they want to do an interview and all that stuff.
I'd love it.
There is a direct offspring of General Pershing. Lives in town.
More than ever, we need our heroes.
Yep.
And he is a bona fide American hero.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. We're Stan and Haney. Afternoons. On 96K Rock. Huh.
We're in the business of taking lives and saving virginity. Or is it the other way around? F*** it. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending your afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Roger Marley coming in at 6 o'clock. He's going to take you through your evening. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, let's see. Fort Myers, got a crash. 19,000 block of South Tamiami Trail near Life Storage. What else we got? Lehigh Acres, crash. Oh, no, hit and run. Alvin Avenue and Lee Boulevard. Then we got a crash, 3700 block of Colonial Boulevard. And you are up to date. Yeah.
I got a gal that's mighty peculiar. She got a funny state of mind. Oh, she likes all kinds of singers. She'll only dance to just one kind. She likes to hear Hank moan the blues, Bob Wills' Faded Love. But my baby don't dance to nothing but Ernest Tubb.
Yeah.
I wonder why in tarnation she got such a strange fixation. She won't ever dance with me unless it's a song by old E.T.
Thanks.
I guess waltzing across Texas must be in her blood. So my baby don't dance to nothing but Ernest Tubb.
She's got a problem.
She's got to admit it.
That's the first step.
Well, I like to take her dancing, but I just don't know what for. All she ever dances to is a Texas troubadour.
That's right.
My friends don't understand it, how I ever fell in love with a gal that don't dance to nothing but Ernest Tubb. I wonder why in tarnation.
Very specific problem.
Such a strange fixation. The reason if I could learn it, why she only danced to Ernest.
If you can get past it, though.
Yeah.
I guess waltzing across Texas must be in her blood. Told my baby don't dance to nothing but Ernest Tubb.
I'm walk on the floor over you, baby.
Dance to nothing but Ernest Tubb.
Yeah, let's laugh a little bit, huh?
Thanks.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I was just on one of those websites where you upload your picture to the website and it uses face-matching technology to find your closest celebrity match. My friend, who's a guy, got Angelina Jolie. Well, I like this technology. He's a guy, got a girl. I'm going to get a funny celebrity, too. My celebrity lookalike was Anne Frank. You see it? Good. Yeah. It was closer than his, I'll give it that. And, my mom said, at least you got somebody Jewish. But here's my thing. Anybody else think Anne Frank maybe shouldn't be on the list of celebs you can get on the site? Like, it should be a light, fun game that you play while you're screwing around on the internet at work, not something that immediately references the Holocaust. That's what I think. Anne Frank is a hard person to explain to a 14-year-old girl. To explain Anne Frank's importance to a 14-year-old girl now, you have to use 14-year-old girl language. Like you would say, people used to write in diaries before there was blogging. So Anne Frank was essentially the Holocaust blogger. They understand that because you're using their language, especially when you use catchy wordplay, like holoblogger. They understand that. It's an easy thing for them to grab. They just want a catchy word for like a t-shirt or the back of their shorts. That's what they care about. It's a large 14-year-old girl that can fit the whole word holoblogger on the back of her shorts. But yeah, you get it.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this.
Can I say this?
About that?
Yeah. Took a vacation, and 2 weeks ago, not last week, I was back in town, but 2 weeks ago, I went to New Jersey.
And you did it in a hurry. We were off the air at 6, and you were in the air in 12 hours?
I was gone, yep. I went New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, and then the end of the week, I spent 2 days in Orlando. And then last week was nothing but doctor's appointments.
Oh, jeez.
And let me say this, and that kind of coincides with what I'm going to say. Now, I don't know how old you are listening to me right now. Some of you might be old. Some of you might be young.
Some of you might be both or neither.
Yeah. If you are young, do all the traveling you can. Go to as many places when you're young and enjoy them, because the older you get, the more difficult it is. I had an unbelievable schedule of things I wanted to get done, to see, to experience, just everything. And in my 20s and 30s, it would have been a piece of cake. At my age right now, I can still do it, but it's getting harder and harder each time I go. You got to lessen the schedule a little bit. Don't try to bite off more than you can chew.
Is this coming out of your mouth?
Yeah. Three states, multiple cities in 4 days, and the only thing that went through my head was, when you get back, Stan, tell your audience, travel while you're young. Get it all out. Go see everything. You got an opportunity to take a semester off, Stan, at school to go. Go.
You've always known this to be the case. This is life's cruel joke.
It is.
By the time you are able to travel, you're too old to enjoy it.
Exactly. So if you have the opportunity,
that's
while
why
you're
I look
young,
at,
travel.
So what you would suggest is that young people take a page from the Johnny Manziel playbook.
Yes, well.
While your body can handle it, go out and do it and have fun.
Yeah. Yes.
Because football will always be there.
Yeah. I was in the city for a day. That's a whole story within itself. Got stuck in Harlem again. And I mean, at 1 o'clock at night in Harlem. But that's
why do you always end up in Harlem in the middle of the
Stadium
night?
Yankee Stadium is in the Bronx, okay?
But you Harlem. Always end up in Harlem.
Yeah, well, travel while you're young. There was about 12 things I wanted to do when I was in the city for that day.
Well, I know a slice of New York-style pizza.
Jesus Christ.
Blue skies. Yeah. Every day is a gift.